I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
Yesterday, Apple held its annual iPhone extravaganza in Cupertino, where they unveiled the brand new iPhone 11, which you can get for a reasonable $699.
Oh. They've actually dropped the price.
Big time.
You can get the iPhone 11 Pro for $999. Or, if you want to go all out, the iPhone 11 Pro Max that'll cost you $1,449.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Now, we've asked our resident tech expert with one of the best, fastest rising tech blogs in all of America, Intern Kevin, to join us. Good morning, Intern Kevin.
Good morning, everyone. I didn't know I had a tech blog.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Give us some of the highlights from the Apple media event yesterday.
Oh, boy. I was like a little fangirl giggling over everything. But I do must say the three-camera design looks kind of stupid, but once you know the features of it, oh boy, buckle your seatbelts.
So the phone has three cameras now.
Three camera lenses.
Like one, Samsung has had for a while.
Yeah, but this is iPhone.
Right.
It's way better. One camera is a standard camera. We all know what that does. The second one, wait for it. It's a 120-degree ultra-wide view, which in layman terms means you can zoom out 2 times as much.
Okay.
And then the third camera, you can zoom in 2 times as much. So
how about
zoom
that?
In and zoom out is much clearer.
Much clearer.
And farther. Okay. More powerful.
How about that?
You guys aren't getting interested yet.
Can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh.
One thing that it does is it can now shoot video forward and backward simultaneously. What is the point of that?
Not sure. It's just a feature you would like to have.
It is.
It's like when you go to Target and you want to buy something, but then you come out with extra. That's what Apple's doing. It's giving you extra for what
that's
you
actually
pay
a great
for
analogy.
But
thank
if I
you
come out of Target, though, with cat litter, I know what to do with it. I don't know what to do with a video of that's going forward and backward at the same
time. That's the fun of it. You get to learn new ways to invent videos. My favorite feature is the augmented reality. They have it now, but it's even better now.
Is that like when you make the unicorn talk?
No, augmented reality is when you point your camera to something and it turns it into a different scenery. So you could be like in dinosaur land with a dinosaur coming at you.
How about that?
It's so like CGI almost.
Kind of, but in your palms.
Oh, like, thank
God. Is that what Pokemon Go uses?
Yes. Okay. Yes, actually. Okay. And then they have this Filmic Pro. I don't know what that does. I got to learn about it, but it looks intense.
Okay.
The one that really popped out is the Superner. This is what they call their screen. Super Retina XDR.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't that sound intense?
Oh, you don't know what that does.
Yes, it does. It makes it even clearer. You thought Retina display was clearer. Super Retina is like crystal clear.
All right, so Kevin, some of your tech rivals that have already posted blogs about this are saying that there's really not a big difference between the iPhone 11 and the iPhone 11 Pro. What can you say for the additional $300 you're going to get by getting the iPhone 11 Pro compared to just the 11?
You get an extra lens on your camera?
Well, I mean, all of them have three cameras.
The Pro only has two.
That's not
no, good. The 11 has two. The Pro has three.
Yeah, I think that is right.
Bok Bok Rain. It's my tech blog. Read it.
Oh,
wow.
Where can I find it at?
TechWiz, .ca.government.co.
Oh, it's a government.
Oh, it's a government. Okay.
Government Co.
I know that. Cool. Hey, tell me a little bit about Apple streaming.
Apple streaming. That went by me. I was too excited about the iPads and iPhones.
It was a big part of the announcement, but okay.
What?
I didn't see any of that on Twitter.
Jason Momoa's little show.
What is that? What was that?
He has a show. Show called C.
Exclusively on the streaming. Okay.
Yeah, Apple Plus will launch 8 original series and movies when it comes out on November 1st. Only 8.
It's $5 a month. It sounds very underwhelming.
Yeah.
They're giving it away for free when you buy a phone.
Oh, that's nice.
That's never a good sign.
Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon have a show called Morning Show.
That actually looks great. With Steve Carell.
Yep. Peanuts and Sesame Street will be a part of it, too, on the Apple TV Plus.
Peanuts?
This does not sound exciting.
It's like Snoopy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what we've all been needing.
Well, and it's free for 1 year. You're going to have to pay the $4.99 if you get it with a new iPad, Mac, or iPhone.
Right. I don't think I do.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's talking about Disney Plus, and everybody was very excited when that came out, especially when Disney ran that big deal where if you signed up for D23, which is their fan club, for free, you got 3 years for like 1 year free or something like that. It was a big thing, and I have lots of friends who did that. However, even at the Apple announcement yesterday, they did not discuss, and people didn't really expect them to, whether or not they're going to allow you to get these other streaming services on Apple TV, which is how a lot of people watch these streaming services.
Oh, that seems like bad business.
They do it already.
Really?
They block you from getting like Flixster and like places where people have their movie libraries and stuff like that. And they have not said whether or not they're going to allow you to download Disney Plus on Apple TV.
Huh.
So and now that Apple has its own streaming service, there's a rumor that they might even not allow Netflix anymore.
That would be so bad.
So bad.
All right, Kevin, so what are they going to do?
They need to come together and stop this chaos.
So what are you going to do to help them?
Write a letter to Tim Cook himself.
Okay.
Write a letter to whoever runs Disney. Probably
Bob Iger.
Bob Iger?
Okay, Mickey.
Mickey, okay. And then tell them we need to come together as a nation.
Yes.
As fight against boredom and entertainment.
Uh-huh.
Because we're already spending a lot of money. Just make
it's
it easier
much.
On
make
us.
Make it easier. I think they're going to listen to you.
I hope so.
I know we do.
It just takes one voice to squeak.
That's right.
Wait, what's the saying? The squeaky mouse gets the cheese?
Yes, that is it. Nailed it.
Or was it the wheel or something like
that? No, the squeaky mouse gets the wheel.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.